Neil, wanted to give you a call here this morning. Have you had an opportunity here yet this spring to make any hay?
Well, it's funny you say that. We are just thinking about getting some down down at the moment here on this this Thursday, and you know we're looking at maybe some showers on Sunday, but I think we're going to roll the dice.
So, what kind of weather do you need right now?
Well, see, right now we just need weather that we're having exactly at this moment, which is some sunshine, some wind, fairly low humidity. The temperature's not where we really want it, but for this time of year, you really can't be too particular about temperature. But those three categories, the sun, the wind, and dry air, is really it's looking pretty good at the moment.
So what's this first cutting look like overall?
Well, it's certainly ready to be mowed. We had some high temperatures and some moisture here the last couple weeks, and it really started taking off. It was probably knee-high not that long ago, and now it's closer to waist-high. And all the grass is dead. The alfalfa, however, has not bloomed yet, which in essence is key. Right now is opportune time for first cutting hay to be mowed.
Have you seen any insect activity?
You know, it's funny you say that. Not really, but as we were digging through some ground there, there's a lot of insects in the soil right now. I think due to lack of heavy freeze here in the central Ohio area and most of the Midwest, we had issues with, you know, not really issues, but we did have a very mild winter. But no, I haven't really seen anything as of yet, but, you know, leafhoppers do tend to get excited here when things get a little warmer. And we get into the, you know, into the month of June, they start getting pretty pretty active.
Neil, how many cuttings would you like to get?
We'd love to have four or five. Typically, you know, three to four. It depends on how early we can get started and how the rains hit us through the summer months. But typically three to four.